at question is whether or not the U.S. Constitution requires states to license marriages between same-sex couples, and if states must recognize same-sex marriages that have been lawfully licensed and performed in other states. Here in Texas, some counties have prepared for the ruling by making changes to the gender-specific marriage license application that's required by state law. But McLennan County Clerk Andy Harwell says he won't make any changes to the application prior to the ruling.
I want to make sure that I'm not issuing or manipulating a document or a form by the state, and then the couple gets married, and then we find out that, wait a minute, there was a problem. So I want to make sure I cover all the bases legally to make sure that we're able to do it and we're doing it the right way.
Harwell says he reached out to the Vital Statistics Unit, the state body that issues the application, but the unit is waiting for the ruling and its wording to make those changes. That means, pending the ruling, that same-sex couples in McLennan County would have to wait for an official form from the state, unless Harwell is legally permitted to make those alterations himself. In 2014, there were more than 46,000 same-sex couples living in the state. That's according to the Williams Institute, a research facility with the University of California, Los Angeles Law School. The research hub also found that there are more than 3 same-sex couples per 1,000 households in McLennan County. Carmen Sines says the ruling, if favorable, would be a first step for those same-sex couples here in McLennan County and across the nation. Sines is chairperson of the local LGBTQ advocacy group, InterWaco.
People get married because they love each other, and they'll finally be able to get equal recognition for their marriage the same way that straight couples will be able to get.
In addition, Sines says a favorable ruling would mean same-sex couples would be allowed state and legal benefits that come with marriage. She also says the ruling is a starting point for advocates, and with it might come more opposition.
It is a wonderful decision to celebrate, but I think that we all need to keep in mind that it's just a first step. It's the beginning of our fight towards full federal equality, that it's definitely not an end point at all. It's actually a beginning.
Whatever the ruling may be, it appears in Texas that voters are still unclear on whether or not they think same-sex couples should be allowed to marry. A recent University of Texas and Texas Tribune poll found that 44% of Texas voters say gay and lesbian couples should be allowed to marry, while 41% said no and 14% said they were unsure. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.